grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
And we're back for another week. What is happening, Chris?
Oh, kia ora, Millie. Well, I'm nicely high for the show. Can we just start with that?
I like that.
Get that,
that
out of
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's why we're at 424, folks.
Yeah.
If ever you wonder why we start late,
look,
it's
the man,
called being prepared. We put in thorough preparation.
Thorough preparation, and you need time to prepare,
that's
you know?
That's right, got to do it properly.
Miracles don't happen in a second.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone's joined us in that, and if you're joining us a little bit late, then get to it.
Yeah, come
you
on.
Know, you've got 15 minutes to skin up and join us.
Chop, chop.
And so we start, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
with some pretty, I guess it's sad, it is sad news.
It's sad news.
It is sad news. Canna South, I guess one of the flagship cannabis companies of New Zealand,
yep,
has gone into voluntary administration just after the show last week.
That's a funny thing. You were like, I don't know what's going on there.
Something's going on.
What's happening?
Yeah.
And then just after this happened.
Mm.
So they've gone into voluntary administration. What does this mean, like, in terms of, you know,
You get supply? In new people to kind of rerun the company for you.
Yeah.
CEO Mark Lucas has stood aside, I understand.
Yep.
And, you know, I really feel for Mark. I really do. He's given it a good go. And he's actually, you know, I've known him as long as I've been in the hemp industry. You know, 1996,
yeah.
We both started out
yep.
at the same time. He had a little shop down in Victoria Park Market. We had a little shop down Queen Street.
Mm.
And so, you know, he's the only one in the whole cannabis industry that's been there for around, that didn't just appear in a suit with a whole lot of money going,
no.
I'm going to do a business.
I'm going to hop
like
on
a whole lot of people
you know,
did.
Medicinal cannabis
yeah.
train.
Well, they might have been quietly supportive, but they were certainly nowhere to be seen before. Whereas Mark, you know, yeah, as I say, he put the
yeah,
work in and,
he was
and
there.
Yeah. So it's sad news. It sounds like, from what you can read from the reporting, Newsroom, Radio New Zealand, Business Desk, NBR, most of it paywalled, apart from the old Radio New Zealand one.
I know, right?
Public service media, there you go, not behind a paywall.
Nope.
But it seems like what they're calling a stoush between these people that are called secured convertible note holders. And
yeah.
that sounds like people who have loaned the company some money and they
yeah.
get to convert it into shares. That's the convertible note.
Okay, yeah.
And typically those people would be opposed to further diluting their shares.
Exactly.
By raising capital elsewhere. So,
yeah.
And that's what it sounds like has happened, just from what we know from these media reports. So it's very
okay.
sad. Really though, what it's a result of,
really
you know,
sad.
They've probably just run out of patience with throwing money in. And
yeah.
this is really, as we've said for several years now, when you have to build a pharmaceutical grade cultivation facility,
yeah.
which is what they do, and where do you hear about that normally? You don't have to do pharmaceutical grade beer or anything.
Yeah, no.
Pharmaceutical grade cultivation.
Yeah.
And so these massively expensive gold class kind of facilities, and then this overly regulated market where they've really struggled to actually get revenue happening. And if they had deeper pockets, if they had a billionaire backing them,
yeah.
it might have lasted a bit longer.
So if any of you are billionaires...
Well, you know, that's the one that's kind of left out of all the big ones, you know, in terms
yeah.
of actually growing and trying to bring products to market.
Yeah.
Because Rua, of course, outsourced that to other people overseas and is just kind of a branding company now and a genetics company. Not just, that's still valid. But Helios, they do have the billionaire and they are the kind of last one standing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, congratulations, Helios.
And
well
that's sad, though. Thoughts to Mark Lucas.
Absolutely.
That can't be a fun time for him.
Well, funnily enough, medical cannabis is good for anxiety.
Yeah.
For relaxation.
It could be fun.
Mark, go get a script if you haven't already.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they'll rise again. I mean, the administrator, they're not like, we don't know yet, but hopefully they'll keep it going, you know, going concern. Focus
okay.
on where they can make money.
Yeah.
And stop bleeding cash. And you never know, they might kind of rise from the ashes. And like re-rolling the roach, just rise from that
just
roach.
Re-roll it. get it done again. and you'll be fine. So what does it mean for consumers? Like, what are the effects here?
Well, yeah, hopefully they will keep going. But yeah, we won't know for sure, I guess. But it might have a chilling effect on the industry in terms of people raising money and kind of trying to do things and that. But then it might not. It might be that not trying to be a everything kind of company and just focusing on a little niche, you know, might be better.
Yeah, yeah. So instead it kind of takes like a village to make medicinal cannabis as opposed to one big company churning out the genetics, the product. Mm-hmm. Okay, could makes be. Sense.
The other thing though, worth bearing, you know, repeating or whatever, is these changes to the regulations. And if they had happened in a more timely fashion, this might not have happened and CannaSouth might still be around. Or they are still around. I shouldn't talk about them like they're completely gone. They're kind of just halfway. But this sort of crunch they've had might not have happened if the changes had gone through. They were going to go through like in 2022, then it was 23. Yeah. Then even 23, they were saying, oh, early 24. Even as early as January this year, so post-election, officials were telling the media, Q1. And, well, Q1 has been and gone. We're in April.
Yeah, Q1's done. That's old news.
So where are these regulations? Well, the rumours I've heard is that they're, rather than being all approved and just waiting for sign-off, that they're actually back at various ministries for more feedback.
Okay.
And that's kind of code for they're not going to happen or they're going to be changed.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny with all these regulations. Like, the new vape regulations have come in now. And that's like, that seemed very sudden. And also, the current government did a bit of a belly flop on it. They were like, oh, we're not going to do it anymore. And then it went forward.
So, well, they let most of it go through. Those were Labour's changes. They've been signalled for quite a while. They did let most of them go through, but there was one particular change around the batteries that they didn't.
Yeah.
Or they've extended. And really, what that would have meant, I think, just as a tangent listener, that would have greatly constrained the supply. And, and that would have been the problem, is it might have just made the market too monopolistic, perhaps.
Yeah.
And they might have thought, well, actually, you need good access to vapes. And so they've turned put that one off a bit. And also, in my experience, and people might have other experiences, but the vapes that have removable batteries often tend to be more unreliable.
Yeah, because
the ones where they're built in actually last longer. And, you know, I run a shop that deals with people with warranties and things, and this is kind of our experience. Yeah. These removable batteries tend to have issues with them.
Oh, God. Well, good luck, all you vapors.
Meanwhile,
we've got good news.
Yes. Don't we wish we were in Germany?
I do. Oh,
very under the radar, kind of a low-key change compared to when it happened, say, in Canada and various states of America. So Germany just legalized cannabis on Monday, April the 1st, and immediately, and they only passed the law a month ago, so it just took effect straight away pretty much. Adults over 18 can now grow 3 plants at home.
Lovely.
They can smoke it in public.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few rules around proximity to schools.
Okay.
And some other things that they were saying, well, that might make it quite difficult when you're in a urban environment to actually work out.
Well, yeah.
Am I 200 metres away by the crow flies?
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to have your Google Maps out, perhaps. but I think that might just be a fine. But anyway, that's kind of sensible. They don't want people loitering around where they shouldn't be. And,
makes sense.
The key is that July the 1st, they get to form these non-profit medical, or not medical, just adult use, cannabis social clubs.
July the 1st,
500 members up to, and you join together and you grow together and then you share the crop out amongst all the members.
How fantastic. I do wish I was in Germany now.
Yeah, and three states, they haven't announced which, three states are going to do pilot programs for actual retail stores.
Oh, wow, okay. That's great news. That's fantastic progress. I mean, announcing it on the 1st of April, though, that was a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
You'd want to hope.
Hey.
Governmental April Fool's joke.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's no sense of humour there. They do say that. No, they don't. Don't be so shade. So, yes, Radio New Zealand and One News. Both had stories about that this week.
Nice.
If you want to read up a bit more about it.
And there should be a sense of humour about it now.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be laughing everywhere. Yahoo NZ, they're apparently a news website. They reported that there were cannabis parties all over Germany.
Amazing.
And you know, it is the most populated country in the world to legalise.
Yeah.
You know, so
wow.
It's a bit of a significant milestone.
Big numbers.
Yes, I think it'll have a good effect on other countries. You know, Switzerland is very liberal. Austria, yep. Surprisingly too.
Mm-hmm.
Czech, you know, so and then Luxembourg is already legal as well. So, you know, yep. Netherlands also borders them. So that kind of whole cluster there in the centre of Europe.
That's a sweet spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Woo. Stuff. Moving on, we've got some busts.
Well, yeah, I thought that these were funny just in terms of their reporting. I don't normally yeah. really like talking about busts, to be honest, but they're all down south as well. Bloody press. You know, if this happened up here, the Herald wouldn't care, I don't think. It's
not
a ram raiding meth head, but, but the press, you know, they reported, and the their most interesting angle, landscape right. gardener who lived behind a white picket fence.
Oh, did he?
Was led out by police dressed in a hoodie. And that was the whole angle of the story.
What the heck?
He lived behind a white picket fence, yet he grew cannabis and wore a hoodie.
Oh, gosh, how could he?
So, yeah, well, that's how they think in Christchurch, I think.
Wow.
Prove me wrong, Christchurch. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Certainly the press seems to think that way. Also, they reported on a cannabis dealer, supercars, and a $500,000 EQC claim.
Oh, no.
A guy called Anthony Coles took EQC to court. And then as part of the proceedings, it emerged that he was a major cannabis dealer, so they said, with millions of dollars of supercars.
Oh, my gosh.
And the lesson there was...
don't take EQC to court.
If you've got all this unexplained income. Yeah.
Oh, bugger.
It might bite him on the ass.
Yeah.
Also, Springfield Hotel will soon reopen under new management. And they're just going to stick to the booze.
Okay.
The previous owner had converted part of the hotel to growing weed.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought good on him.
Yeah.
But apparently he was considered a very toxic person, so boo.
Boo.
And they've got rid of him, and now they're just back to the booze. There you go.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So there you go. That's the Canterbury Roundup.
All right.
in the sports news, we've got a sports department this week.
Okay,
and
sports
that is,
department.
Stuff, we've already reported on this maybe about 2 years ago, I think. Stuff, finally this week. Mike Tyson sells cannabis sweets in the shape of Evander Holyfield's ear.
Oh, magical. Magical.
Yeah, it's a little bit hilarious in a bad taste way. They are THC and CBD gummies
right.
under his Tyson 2.0 brand. He's got quite an extensive cannabis range. And they're literally gummies in the shape of an ear with a bite out of them.
Oh, that's shocking.
But he's done like an ad with Evander Holyfield where they joke about it and stuff. So,
oh, you know. So they've made up after
they've
the
made up,
initial.
Apparently, for the money, maybe. But Tyson credits cannabis with helping him control his demons.
Wow.
And find peace with himself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting because I've noticed a massive surge in kind of almost novelty cannabis products in the US now that it's so widespread. You know, there's like little ice cream cones you can eat and stuff like that. You see it all over social media.
Yes, a study came out this week finding particularly the CBD ones were vastly lower than what it said.
Yeah.
And this was going into actual legal places as well.
Okay.
So it was like, hang on, they're obviously not up with the testing or there's something going on.
Mm.
But... if the legal guys can't get the CBD right, and they're actually doing the testing, so what's happening there?
Well,
but some of the bud, they were, you know, the packet would say 25%, and they would test it and find it's 15, that kind of thing.
Oh
so,
gosh, it's a huge discrepancy.
It is, and it shows why we need cannabis testing here. You know, we don't really have it. We have substance checking going on right now at the hemp store.
Oh, nice.
And in fact, so people can go up there. It's first Thursday, so there's all
first
the stuff
Thursdays.
Going on K Road. But they've got the Drug Foundation are there right now doing some checking.
Good stuff.
But the machinery, this portable equipment that is very good for testing pills and powders and other things, it's not very good for testing botanical things.
Okay.
It's just the reality of it.
Oh, they need to change tack.
Well, it's about funding.
Mm. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they need to spring it with someone needs to buy them some better equipment and you know, give them some money to actually do the cannabis testing. Yeah. But anyway. So knowing what's in your stuff is very important.
Very important. What else is on?
Also tonight, and this was also it's now every Thursday. So
reoccurring.
Whakamana Medicinal Cannabis Club, Thursdays at the Blue Frog, it's down at the waterfront, North Wharf, which is Silo Park.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I've gone there every week so far, and the parking is free after six, and you can literally park right outside.
Wow.
So you kind of think, oh, it's going to be terrible, but it's not.
It's
so
fine.
I urge you people, enjoy it while it lasts, because you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
But no, it is legal. You've got a medical cannabis prescription, then you can consume it as you ad libitum, as you need to.
Ad libitum.
And the Smoke-Free Environments Act does not apply to vaping medicinal cannabis.
Yes. I like that. Also, 420 day
is coming up.
No
concrete plans this year, but make some plans, people. Put it in your diary. Saturday, 20th of April at 4:20 in the afternoon. Do something.
Yeah.
You know what to do. And J-Day, just to confirm, because I am getting a lot of calls and messages, it's in December.
It's in December, yeah. Guys.
But South Island is sticking with May.
Okay.
North Island, December.
Okay.
All right. Go.
Well, you could have two in one year.
You can now go to both. Or if you want to go over to Nimbin, which is at the same time, you can now do that because you won't be missing out on J-Day here.
That is amazing. Alrighty.
All right. So, yeah, see you down at the Blue Frog tonight after six.
Yeah. All right. See you there. Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you to the Hemp Store. That was another week of Marijuana Media.
Do it there.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.